K4LSA, K4LSA, this is AK4RE.
K4LSA, this is AK4RE.
K4LSA, K4LSA, this is AK4RE.
Nothing heard. This is AK4RE for a radio check.
K4RE, this is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. You are coming in loud and clear. They're about to start the net in about a minute. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. I wasn't sure I was getting in. This is Brad from Edenton, North Carolina, via Echolink.
Brad, sounds good on this end. Name here is Keith. I'm in Seneca, over in Oconee County, South Carolina. And I'll clear out of here and let the net get started. K4CHY, standing by.
Roger that. Thank you, Keith. AK4RE, standing by.
CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KO4RYP. The announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. The directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-net feature, the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome KA4JCA, Bill, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, KN4LBQ, Miss Lisa in Piedmont, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KI4M, Belgium, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville, and K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. We sure do appreciate all of those who used the pre-check feature on the website. Next, we will move to Echolink stations. We have quite a few Echolink stations up tonight, so Echolink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
Kilo Echo Zero Uniform Uniform X-ray. This is Joe, mobile in Waynesville this evening. I'll be short time tonight. 73 is everybody on the net.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, this is KF4. CLD, I am Alan, Atwater, California. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, Anna. Never once alone.
For RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome KE0UUX, Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe, I did not get your location. I apologize. Could you recheck with me and let me know where you are tonight?
Roger, Anna. Yeah, it must have been a technology glitch with Echolink over here. I'm mobile in Waynesville. Hope you're doing well this evening. Back to net control. This is KE0UUX.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Thank you, Mr. Joe. We'd like to welcome KE0UUX, Mr. Joe, and who's mobile in Waynesville. You be safe out there, Mr. Joe. And I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John, on Brown Summit. And Mr. John, I believe you said you would be hanging around for a few comments. I'll be back around to you in just a little bit. And then KF4CLD, Mr. Allen in California. Thank you for checking in tonight via Echo Link. I'd also like to welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, who's home with me in Campobello tonight. So I want to go ahead and get him on the log, too. All right, any additional Echo Link stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, this is AK4RE Brad in Edenton, North Carolina, and no comments or traffic at this time. Thank you.
KO4RYP, Net Control. This is November Sierra 7 Lima. Name is Lawrence in Edgefield, South Carolina.
KO4RYP, this is KO4TTD. Checking in, I'm negative and negative.
KO4RYP, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome AK4RE, Mr. Brad, in Edenton. Thank you so much for checking in tonight, Mr. Brad. I appreciate it. And NS7L, Mr. Lawrence, in Edgefield. Thank you also for checking in tonight, Mr. Lawrence. And next on my list is KO4TTD, Mr. Mike. I did not catch your location, Mr. Mike. Would you recheck with me and let me know where you are?
I am. I'm logged out.
4RYP with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Still didn't catch your audio on there, Mr. Mike. I apologize. You can send me a message on Echo Link if you'd like to give me your location. That would be great. But right now, I'll just have you checked in via Echo Link. So thank you so much tonight for checking in. All right, any additional Echo Link stations, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papaqua Big Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself, and check me up. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself and all the net. Check me in negative, no traffic, no queue, and Miss Anna, do Miss Anna tell Chad that I said hello, KA4PQA.
KO4YOP, this is K4LSA, Jason out of Greenville. No comments, no traffic.
4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Mr. Stephen, sounding good as usual, and Mr. Chad says hello back to you. Hope you are doing well. And I'd also like to welcome Mr. Jason in Greenville, K4LSA. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. Mr. Jason, I appreciate it. All right, that was a great Echo Link group, but we're going to go ahead and slide on up to our RF check-ins. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HPX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Anna, it's good to hear you calling the net tonight.
4RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Cameron. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, so you're sounding good.
RYP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. SIG and Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and Roger Spartanburg, negative, negative.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
RYP.
Hope you and Chad are doing well tonight. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, aka Backyard Portable on the HT tonight in Taylors, South Carolina. Get ready to transition back over to the home PTH over in Simpsonville. Just wanted to check in. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, and Penrose. You're sounding good, Mr. Patrick. I hope you are doing well tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry up there in Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you, Mr. Harry, for stopping by tonight. And Mr. Nelson, en route from Greenville to Spartanburg, KO4GUN. You be safe out there, Mr. Nelson, stopping by. And my good friend, Miss Wendy, TP, she's also my other two Monday nights of the month net control counterpart. So thanks for stopping by, Miss Wendy. Always good to hear you. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB, who is one of our Sunday night net control. So, Mr. Mark, we said hello, Miss Wendy, and thanks for stopping by. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Mike in Taylor's AK4HR. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well and be safe when you start heading back to Simpsonville tonight. All right, any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP.
JFM, this is Jack in Mills River, North Carolina. We'll be in and out this evening. Hope everyone has a good evening.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome K9JFM, Mr. Jack in Mills River. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Jack. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to pause our RF check-ins for just a minute and go back to EchoLink. Any stations, EchoLink stations only, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, everybody on that. This is November 4, Sierra Juliet Charlie. That's in 4SJC. Here in Greenville, checking into the net from Columbia. And please say hello to Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Always love talking to him when I'm on channel. So anyway, front of the net, you're doing a great job. You do it better than Chad. N4SJC, back to you.
Net control, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 1, Echo Alpha Whiskey, WA1EAW, David in Aiken, South Carolina. And I have to give a tip of the hat to NS7L, Lawrence, who's also on EchoLink right now, for tipping me off to your net. Thank you very much. WA1EAW.
4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4SJC, Mr. Stephen in Columbia. Thank you for stopping by tonight. I appreciate it. And WA1EAW, Mr. David in Aiken. We sure do appreciate you stopping by, Mr. David. We run this net every night at 9 p.m. and typically have a different net controller every night. So we would appreciate you stopping by whenever you want to. We have a great community out here. We appreciate NS7L for letting you know about our net up here in the upstate. So thank you for stopping by and checking in. We hope to hear from you again. All right, we're going to move on to our next section of RF check-ins, India through Lima. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call, I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of us.
Happy. Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and her, Chad. Good evening to you and Chad, and hope that you all are having a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
MP, this is Kilo 2, Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh, Callahan Mountain. No traffic. Good evening, Miss Anna.
For RYP. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, in tuxedo. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. James. Sounding good. And Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. I appreciate you stopping by, Mr. Sid. You're sounding good coming in the radio tonight. The next station that checked in, I apologize, I did not write fast enough to get your call. And I believe I had your name is Marsh. If you'll recheck with me, please, I do apologize.
It's Kilo 2, Lima X-ray Delta.
I had the Lima X-ray, but I did not get everything else around. I'm just writing a little bit slow tonight. So I'd like to welcome Marsh from K2LXD. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. I appreciate it. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ. He brings along his wife, Ms. Donna, KC4MFK. Please tell Ms. Donna we said hello. Mr. Larry, I'll be back around to you for some comments in just a little bit. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. This is Whiskey 3, Juliet, Delta Charlie, Dwayne in Spartanburg. No comments tonight.
This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W3JDC, Mr. Wayne in Spartanburg. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. Wayne. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet. Mike through Papa, M through P. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Western Greenville County, be native and native. 7-3, you on that on the net, and tell Chad I said hello.
KN04RYP. Anna, please check in. Helix 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Helix 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Dick. And our daughter, Helix 4, Mike Oscar, Peg, Michelle. We're all at Lima. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Could you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont heading to work tonight. 7:30 to you, Miss Anna. Chad is all in the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
RYP. Miss Anna, who's sitting in Kilo 2, Oscar, in the night?
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WG4MC, Mr. Matt, in Western Greenville County. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Matt. Hope you are doing well. And next on my list is Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They are all at home in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, thank you so much for stopping by. It's always good to hear you check in. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobile around in Piedmont. You be safe out there, sir, and have a good evening at work. And Mr. Walt over in Inman, sounding good tonight, Mr. Walt, K4OIM. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. I appreciate it. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call, beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in KD4SRR, Robert, back at his perch at the split of the interstates. And I'll be hanging around for the rag chew, and I do appreciate every one of y'all. 73s.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed M. Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
4RYP, 2 Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, KK4TRJ, Bill and Cowpens, negative and negatory.
4RYP. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Check in Kilo Juliet 4 Romeo X-ray. X-ray. One. Sensible. No traffic. Direction.
4RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, and his usual perch, and Joanna. Mr. Robert, I have you down for some comments, and I will circle back around to you when we get to the RAG 2 portion. Next, I'd like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed, and Brevard. Sounding good, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well tonight. I'd like to welcome Mr. Bill from Cowpens, KK4TRJ. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you have a great evening. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Always good to hear you on the radio, Chris. Thanks for checking in with me. And next on my list is KJ4RXX, Mr. Glenn in Simpsonville. Thank you so much for stopping by tonight. I appreciate it. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
RYP. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm mobile Northern Greenville County. Coming down the mountain. No traffic, no table.
204 RYP.
For the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Last station, I did not get your call or your name or your location. You are in and out. So could you come back one more time, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 204. Is that the Alpha with the K4ZAW? Handle here is famous Alpha Mike Oscar Theo, Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative.
RYP, thank you. I got you that time, sir. I appreciate it. I'd like to welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Tommy. You be safe out there. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, in Northern Greenville County. You be safe out there, Mr. Shane, as you're traveling. Thanks for stopping by. And K4ZAW, Mr. Amos, in Southern Greenville County. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
YP. And out of turn, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. A little bit late here, but I had something else going on. Just got in here, and I'll be in and out. W2T, home and more.
RYP. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Greenville. Negative and negative.
N4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, over there in Moore. Thank you so much for checking in tonight, Mr. Rusty. I appreciate it. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim in Greenville. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call has been very patient to wait for your turn. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Can I please check in Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec, Victor, Bob, and Gray Court, negative and negative.
KO4 RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4 RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4 CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. This is W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I will be in and out tonight.
RYP. Mr. Chad and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Anna, Mr. Chad, and all on the net.
4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC2DQV, Mr. Bob, and Gray Court. Sounding good tonight, sir. Thanks for checking in. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, and Greer. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Dave. Hope you are well. Next, I'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, over there in Seneca. Sounding good as usual, Mr. Keith. And Mr. Colin up in Mill Spring. W4CWF, thank you for stopping by tonight. I'd also like to welcome KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew, over there in Inman. Thanks for checking in. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, who brings along my kindred spirit, K3JOY. Gary, Chad says hello back, and please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Thanks for stopping by. Any additional stations wishing to check in Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. So good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. I am mobile tonight, headed home, but I'm in Simpsonville.
This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, mobile around the Simpsonville. Be safe out there. Mr. Daniel, hope you are doing well. All right, any stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Steve is on Lake Hartwell this evening, and I'll be negative and negative.
4YRP. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central. Going to be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4VWA, Mr. Steve, over there on Lake Hartwell tonight. Hope you're enjoying yourself, Mr. Steve. Thanks for stopping by. And Mr. Michael over in Central, K4AFT. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well and have a great evening. All right, any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. All right, first up on my list is KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. How are you tonight, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Not doing too bad, Anna. Say hello to Chad for me. As if anybody was watching the news today, the Artemis mission, of course, got scrubbed. Had a little engine problem there they had to deal with. The next launch window for Artemis will be Friday. The window opening up at 12:48, and I think they've got about a two-hour window. And if it doesn't go Friday, their next chance is going to be Monday. But in any event, if you're interested in what's going on in the sky right now, Saturn is up. It has been there for a while. Jupiter popped up over the horizon just a little bit ago. If you got a good view of the eastern horizon, you can probably see it. If, like me, you have trees and buildings and other things in the way, wait about an hour or so, and it ought to be up high enough that you can take a look at it. But those guys will be up all night. on Wednesday, the 31st, the summer triangle will be visible above. Just go out, and just as it's starting to get dark, look up and look at the three brightest stars in the sky. And those will be Vega, Deneb, and Altair, and they form an asterism known as the Bermuda Triangle. Also, the summer beehive is still floating around out there in the eastern sky, in the up in the constellation of Ficus. If you got a good set of binoculars or a telescope, you should be able to find that. The rings on Saturn right now are tilted such that you can actually see the bottom of the planet poking out underneath the rings. They're not quite edge-on to us. They will be here in a couple, 3 years. And you don't necessarily need a telescope for that, but if you've got at least a decent set of binoculars, you ought to be able to make out that there are, in fact, rings around that thing. And other than that, that's about all I got there. And as far as looking at the sky, have you had a chance to get out there and take a look?
For RYP, no, I have not had a chance to, but I was, you answered my question before I was going to ask it. I wondered about if I had the binoculars, if I would be able to see the rings on Saturn. So you answered my question. I just leaned over and told Chad we're going to have to get the binoculars out and go do that for sure, because that is something I would love to be able to see.
Just came for the end. Yeah, I've got two or three sets of binoculars in the, even the lower powered ones, if you can hold them still long enough, and my hands are a little shaky, but you can at least tell that the thing that you're looking at is not circular, that it is in fact, you know, somewhat oblong. You can see that there's something sticking out from it. But Saturn is the bright star. If you go from Jupiter, which would be about the brightest thing in the sky right now, in the eastern sky in any event, and Saturn's just a little bit dimmer. So go from Jupiter up to your right, or towards the south, at about, looks like maybe a 30-degree angle, in the next bright Saturn. And if Chad's got a decent set of hunting binoculars, or even a good hunting scope, put that on it, and you ought to be able to tell at least that it's not round, that it's at least oblong. If you can get the scope out and get it up there, you can definitely see the rings.
Is that at any time, like just any time after dark, or am I going to have to get up in the middle of the night for this one?
This can for RJN. It's up right now. If you went outside and looked southeast and up at about, maybe 25, 30-degree angle up, just look southeast for the brightest thing that's relatively low in the sky, and I know how the trees are around your place there. Get out into something resembling an open air up in the southeast right now will be Saturn.
Well, thank you, Mr. John. I will definitely do that after I close out the net, grab some binoculars or get Chad to get out one of his scopes, and we'll go out there and see if we can find that, because that would be very interesting to look at. And I did see on the news today where they had scrapped the mission because of an engine problem, so was wondering if you had been monitoring that as well. I know that has to be a huge disappointment, but I'm sure they'll get everything back together and ready for maybe a Friday launch. So I'll be watching the news for that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I was watching it, and it is somewhat of a disappointment, but I thoroughly understand it. They needed to get that engine pre-cooled, and the system wasn't working right. And if you don't do that, and then you drop all that cold liquid fuel in there, you will shock the metal, which could result in, you know, really bad things happening. And this is a test launch. And if you got a $20 billion rocket sitting on the pad, you really don't want to, you know, screw that up. So, and it's a complicated system. As the saying goes, this is in fact rocket. So yeah, they, you know, did the safe thing, which, you know, for $20 billion, I'd want to make sure my rocket was, you know, working exactly the way it needs to, and not watch it go up in a ball of flame.
Sure. That's, yeah, not a small a small price tag of an item that you can just take any chances with. So hopefully they have fixed that system. I wasn't sure what had, was wrong with that. I just briefed and had to scrap the launch. So hopefully they'll get it back together and maybe be able to launch again on Friday. So I'll definitely be watching for that. Comment?
Getting hard thing to work. Would like to do a sidebar with KN4HTP if she is still on.
1 second, John. There was a comment right before you queued up. I'll go ahead and get the comment, and then I'll let you make a call your station. Go ahead, comment.
I was going to give a little further information. Seeing one of the, air quote, rocket scientists today said something about Artemis 2 will have, living people aboard, so that they were really pressed to get this one right. So just wanted to pass that along back to the KN4CHY.
Well, Pete, that's a very good, I didn't realize that. That's another good reason to make sure to get it all right, because the price tag might be high now, but it'll be even higher when they have human cargo on board next time. So thank you very much for that information. That's good to know. KN4RJ, and go ahead and call your station, sir.
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. KN4HTP, this is KN4RJN. Net control, KN4RJN. Apparently she's, they've turned the radio off, so I'll catch her later, not a big deal. But yeah, today's launch was just test, crash test dummies, basically. They want to get that right before they put people on there. In any event, I'll throw it for me, and 73s to everybody. This is K4RJN, and I am clear.
K4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Mr. John, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you for stopping by and hanging around to chat with me for a little bit. You have a great rest of your week, and I will catch you again next time on Call the Net. All right, at this time, let me call for any additional check-ins. Any check-ins, anyone wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
WA1EAW, I just wanted to compliment John. That was a very informative piece that he did there, and I'm wondering if he is familiar with the science podcast, or not podcast, excuse me. There's a Science Net on Do Drop In on Saturday nights, and they're open to guest speakers, and I think your talks would probably be very much appreciated by them. That's 8 p.m. Saturday evening at Eastern Time at the Do Drop In Network. And congratulations. Excellent work tonight. Thank you.
This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Thank you so much for that. Mr. David, I appreciate it. And Mr. John always has all manner of heavenly star information for us. And he's always helping us know what we should look at in the night sky. And one of these days, I'm convinced that I'm going to see a meteor shower. So he's still trying to, the last couple just haven't been in the right spot or haven't had clear skies to be able to see that. But it's on my bucket list. So I'm going to keep trying. But he always has great information for us about what's going on in the night sky. So thank you for your comment, sir. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to move on up to my next person on the Rag Chew list tonight. That would be KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, good evening, Anna. It's really a pleasure to be here. And was it David? I didn't catch the call sign, and I think I caught the name. That commented on John's expert rendition of science facts for us. We get it every night, and it's thrilling. It really is. I think it's Wendy that nicknamed him Mr. Sky. So, Mr. Sky, thank you for all that you do for us, for keeping us up to date and educating us a little bit. very entertaining as well. Well, Anna, today was a big day. I happen to be, you know, for everybody else listening, I happen to be fortunate to know that Anna celebrated with her youngest son his 21st birthday today. And I heard a little bit about it on another net. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to talk to you and to get your insight on that birthday party, if you wouldn't mind. KK4JBQ.
Oh, Mr. Larry, you're exactly right. It was our younger son, our second child, his 21st birthday. So we took him out to dinner in downtown Greenville and at a really neat place in downtown Greenville. It has a lot of, like, several different places that you can get something to eat or drink and then some nice space outside and inside. So when we first got there, it was had actually cooled down, so we got a table outside, and, you know, the my older son, Lewis, was there, too, and they were deciding what they wanted to eat, and Chad, he sat down at the table to hold it for us, and I went back inside and came back out to see what he wanted to eat, and he said, come here, and took my arm and pulled me over close to these little hedges that were right along the side of where the table was, and pointed in the bottom of one of those bushes, and there was a baby possum just hunkered down up underneath that shrub right there next to where the tables were. There were people moving around all around there. Like, it was, you know, I mean, it wasn't packed crowded, but it was right next to a little walking path where people were, like, rollerblading and walking, and then all these people, and there was some music playing, so I don't think it ever ventured out, but it sure was just tucked right up underneath there.
Goodness gracious. Oh, wow. Well, I can recall turning 21. Perhaps you can as well. And it was a big day. I mean, there had been, this was several years ago, and it had been the 18-year-old majority laws had been passed. And it wasn't the big deal that it was for our parents, I guess, when we turned 21. But it was still kind of a mythos that we had reached a certain age. And Terry is, I've not met him personally, but I just know he's got great parents. What more can you say about a person, you know, if you haven't met him? He's got great parents. But anyhow, that's just super, super. And don't know how familiar you are with possums, but I had a pet possum, a little baby, when I was 12 years old. When my mama found out that I was keeping a possum in my bedroom closet, she hit the roof. She nearly went through the ceiling. She popped. I mean, and I'd never seen her react so quickly to anything. So she says, you know, that thing can hurt you. Have you ever seen its teeth? And I said, no, mama, it's never growled at me. So I looked at its teeth thereafter, and I found out that a possum's teeth are recursive. They turn backwards. So if ever they get a clench on you, you'll never be able to get loose without prying its jaws open, you know. And it's going to hurt real bad. So, goodness gracious. But that's a special thing, to see a baby anything is special. Now, I know that there's a lot of people waiting to converse with you, but I feel this is a special thing we do, and let's not lose sight of it. We do it every night. We get together like this, everybody out here in Radio Land and our nightly net controller. Let's all be thankful for it, okay? KK4JBQ, back to you, Anna.
KO4RYP. Mr. Leary, it's always good to chat with you, and I have to agree with your mother. I think that I would have gone through the roof if I had found a baby possum in one of my boys' closets when they were 12. So I don't know. Oh, goodness, I'm not sure about that. And I was pretty patient with a lot of different pets throughout the years, rabbits and guinea pigs and our fair share of dogs and the random barn cat that would venture up to the house and stay for just a little bit. So, but I don't think I could have done a possum. I just don't. They scare me. I think the baby did look really cute up under there. All I could think about was a growling grown-up possum and those teeth. So I did not know about how the teeth were positioned in the mouth, so I've never been close enough to one to really see, but nor do I ever intend to get close enough to one. Oh, mercy. But that's funny, Leary. I would have to side with your mother in that, though, and not be super happy about finding one in your bedroom closet. So thank you for stopping by with me tonight, Mr. Leary. I appreciate it. I always look forward to it. And you're right. It is a blessing that we get together every night and have some good chat and check in with each other. It's always a highlight of my night as well.
Everybody out there, do have a good night. All the best to you. God bless you, everyone. Let's all have a good week coming up, okay? KO4, NUE, I know he's there too. KO4RYP, this is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
KO4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Let me pause and see if there's any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP.
RYP. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. G in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Go Charlie 4 Alpha X-ray Yankee, rolling Greenwood. Just take me in and out.
4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4FHJ, Mr. Gene and Taylors. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KC4AXY, Mr. Earl in Greenwood. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to move on up to our next one on the RAG2 list, and that is KD4SRR. Mr. Robert, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Santa, thank you so much, and what I have to follow the last two folks there, who not only always have a great bit of information and great anecdotes, but they just sound like professional late-night broadcasters. I can hear channeling of Ian Pundit and the great Art Bell in their voices. But that aside, make a comment on the Saturn thing. I'm going to try that tonight with the binoculars, and I may drag out the Nikon with the 1,000-millimeter equivalent mirror lens and see if I can snap a photo of it. And as far as the Artemis, Elon could do it for $2 million and not drop it in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Enough on that. As far as
KD4SRR, this is KO4RYP. We may have lost you. Are you there, sir?
My radio today, KO4NUE, I talked to him about it, and you can let him know that I got my wire. Ace Hardware cut me a good deal on my wire, so I will be launching the wire here very soon. I also got a call. T-Mobile today. We were talking last night about the importance of promoting RF communications, whether it's FRS or GMRS or full-blown ham here, because of disasters and the general unrebut liability growing daily of the cellular networks, a lot, especially for folks in deep suburbs of the rural areas. lo and behold, I get a call from T-Mobile, the office of their president and CEO. And this was in response to the fact that I dropped a dime on them to the FCC about my brother's situation. And so a very nice gentleman came on. I'll let it drop for a second. Courtesy call from an underling, an intern, or whatever, to basically say, well, we hear your concern, but blah, 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 we're not going to do anything about it. Ironically, about 5 minutes into the conversation, the call dropped. And he couldn't make a connection back to me for at least 10 minutes because he couldn't get the network to work. And I thought, great timing. You know, perfect. But when he finally got me back, and I don't even live in that bad of an area, we got to discussing redundancy in the system and then how it's important given broadband expansion and we're supposed to be helping the rural areas. We need at least redundancy in the towers. So that was kind of a fun conversation. Yeah, I preached a little bit. I think he heard it after the he got to witness the bad part of the network. And
4SRR. Mr. Robert, you still there? SRR, this is KO4RYP. You dropped out there for like just completely lost you for a second, but you were at your part in the story where you talked about redundancy with the guy once he finally got you on the after about 10 minutes of not being able to get you because the signal was bad and the network was bad. So pick it up from there.
Oh, my apologies. Here I was talking to myself. Anyway, I think he got the message, and we got it across a little bit about the critical nature and that there's no redundancy, especially where my brother is, and even where there is, because of the network difficulties that we're having after these alleged upgrades. He actually suggested a site I can go to that suggests to the corporations or to all three big major carriers where they should or could put another tower. So I'm going to utilize that, but I'm not done with it yet. There's still not enough towers in case of a disaster that if one gets knocked out that there's a backup for these folks in not that much of a rural area.
I'll be honest with you, I have mixed feelings about the suggesting extra towers because I don't necessarily like the way that they look in certain areas. But on the flip side of that, it drives me absolutely crazy to be trying to talk with somebody on the phone and just suddenly drop them and you can't get anybody back for another 5 minutes till you get down the road. So it's one of those things where I might have to look into that and make some suggestions too because those dead spots do just drive me absolutely crazy. Before I forget, Chad wanted me to ask and make sure that you got an email from him today to check your Gmail account and see if you got an email from him.
Out of this network, I will go and check. I didn't get an alert yet, probably because the T-Mobile network was down. But now that it's back up, I think. I haven't looked at the phone in a second. Who knows? I'll go look, and I'll respond. But anyway, you mentioned about towers. They're getting kind of creative with the towers. I know exactly what you're talking about. Along the Blue Ridge Parkway, they made them look like grain silos, which also offers extra protection to the innards. Out west, they made them look like cactuses. I kid you not. They've even made them look like flagpoles. And a church had one installed in a large cross that's on their grounds. So they can get creative. I kind of like the one that's a buffalo with the transmitter panels on the backside.
SRR, check your timeout timer. I think that might be why you're dropping out. But I had no idea that they were being that creative. The only creative cell towers I've ever seen are the ones that look like trees. The SRR, KO4RYP.
For what happened? I slapped the radio good, but that didn't seem to help.
Timeout timer.
One lady get me again.
Check your timeout timer on your radio, but that might be the problem.
I didn't think this cheap radio had such a contraption, but I'll look see, in addition to finding out about that email. So anywho, it could just be getting hot and stopping. That's a more of a possibility.